الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم teaches us a very important lesson in life, that either one of two conditions will come upon a person, conditions that will be so-called favorable for us. In such conditions, a person makes shukr, he gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or sometimes there are conditions that seem to be adverse and seem to be difficult for us. On that time also, a person should realize that these conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we should go through these conditions, and upon whom does Allah ta'ala send these conditions, we should understand and realize this, and then see how easy it becomes to pass through these conditions. And not only easy, a person gains great closeness and very high stages in the court of Allah. For example, in this hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, and Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد الله بعبده الخير أجل له العقوبة في الدنيا وإذا أراد الله بعبده الشر أمسك عنه بذنبه حتى يوافي به يوم القيامة. حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه, who was in the khidmat in serving Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم for over 10 years, he mentioned that Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides any good for any person or for any nation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the repercussions of his evil deeds in this world already. In other words, Allah ta'ala, so to say, sends certain conditions upon us in this world, which compared to the year after is much, much more lighter and easier. In other words, Allah sends some conditions upon a person, difficulty, you lose something, you go through some difficult conditions. This is actually Allah Ta'ala is giving you your punishment in this world already. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you or want to punish you in the year after, which is very, very hard. The punishment of the year after we can't imagine. And when Allah Ta'ala doesn't decide good for any nation, for any person, and He decides evil, then Allah Ta'ala withholds that evil, the punishment of His sons, until Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives Him the full retribution in the year after. And if Allah Ta'ala takes us to task on the day of Qiyamah and in the year after, no person can able to bear that. That is very difficult. So when conditions come upon us, like presently the conditions we're going, we shouldn't be complaining about it. Rather, we should be making istighfar, tawbah, and begging Allah Ta'ala to forgive our sins totally, so that in the year after we can enter Jannah without any reckoning.